If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio. It is High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And it's High Society Radio. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. At HS Radio Show. And Instagram.com/High Society Radio. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And what else is... Oh, Patreon.com/High Society Radio. And did we last week we tentatively picked a date for the pizza party, right?
Yep, January 16th. January
11th. All right, thanks for answering me, Johnny.
Trying to remember. Great. I think it's either 11th or the 16th. I didn't want to give you the wrong 16th. Date.
I was just seeing if anyone else remembered. Okay, so that's happening. Hopefully, right? I mean, when's the date that the money actually gets deposited?
The money got sent to you 2 days ago.
Oh, I don't remember seeing it.
Oh.
I'm not...
You seem a little more energetic than usual.
If you guys didn't...
Seems notice, like that would have something to do with the money.
I'm bad with scheduling and...
I mean, it seems like you could afford a lot more coffee.
You're not siphoning the money, are you, big man?
I'm bad with dealing with money. You know, have you guys... Oh,
God, no.
Oh, God. Where would he siphon the money to?
What?
Wait, some sort of head hole?
Wait, he's handling the money, though.
Yeah, it is actually. No one else wanted to
I thought you were like the man for this shit. That's why I didn't volunteer. I got a freezer in my crib, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, it's your show.
Just wrap cash up and give it to me.
This is looking bad.
I don't have vices like that anymore. I'm good, bro.
This show is... this party is getting mismanaged from the get-go.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. January 16th at a to-be-determined location. I believe a few people offered places that we could do it at, right, Chris?
No, people suggested places that aren't happening. Didn't really offer anything.
What do you mean, happening?
People demanded that it be in either a warehouse or outdoors so they could smoke. That's not happening because I'm not standing outdoors in January for 4 hours.
Look at you bitching about the cold.
That's fucking retarded.
You do ice treatments, motherfucker.
Johnny's the only tough person on this show.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, he's going to Chicago in February like a dick.
Hey, why are you going to Chicago in February?
Because
he's
a dick.
Because you thought the fucking Chicago, the Bears going to the Super Bowl, bro?
No, yeah. Oh, why would I go to Chicago? They're not hosting it.
Like an asshole right now.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm getting fucked on the trip money-wise.
Oh, yeah. His boy who booked it, he's got like a rewards card for the hotel that's mad expensive.
He's a
friend. It's like $600 for a hotel room in Chicago in February for the weekend.
Wait, what?
How does that make sense? You could go to Puerto Rico for that price.
Probably.
You're
right.
Paying $600 for a hotel room
I'm not paying. It's split two ways. It's $298. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I take a 5:45 red eye on Sunday morning.
Why are you going to Chicago?
Just to hang out, son. I've never been. My boy met a nice girl. They get engaged.
You're going with just a dude, and you're sharing a hotel room, though.
But he's a married dude with kids. And
but
the
chick's not coming with you.
No, but I have a prostitute already lined up. You know,
yeah, but
a male prostitute. A female prostitute.
You know, if you look your boy in the eye while you're fucking that prostitute, it's still
no,
gay.
No, no, no. I'm buying
that's still
a fucking,
like you're fucking
I got
a, man.
A sock to put on the fucking doorknob. So, like, you know, I heard the
so
Fairmont's
let him know
nice.
You're fucking prostitute.
The Fairmont
bro.
Is nice.
Yeah,
you're staying, they're staying at a Fairmont. That's pretty nice.
I've never been. I kept hearing about
don't
all
worry.
This shit.
I'll tweet it out when you go on vacation so that everybody knows to go check you at the Fairmont. We got fans in Chicago.
We got people out in Chicago.
Johnny, you gotta hang out with all the fans of Chicago.
I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna tweet GMEBE crew.
That'd be nice.
Just let them know you're in Chicago.
Hang out with bands.
Yo, I don't mind, bro. I'm gonna be out there.
Lil Cheap De Niro, all the fall.
It'd be nice if they could meet me at the airport. Like, I don't have a ride to get to where I gotta go, but you know, whatever. I don't know if that's too much to ask.
Yeah, that's a little bit much. Is asking it? Somebody to drive in February.
I'll bring some
first of all, you're probably
dog.
Not going to get there. I'm sure it's going to be snowing, and your flight will get grounded.
I know. That's fucking fantastic.
There's no chance you make it to Chicago.
I think I could, son. Bears pulled out a Monday night win. Why can't I make it to Chicago in February?
Are you seriously bringing up the Bears with Jay fucking...
Yo, dude, they pulled that out fucking Monday. I'm not mad. I went to sleep thinking we lost. I had that Jay Cutler heart myself.
Yeah, they beat the Chargers. Whoopty fucking do.
Chargers in San Diego, dog. They're not a hot weather team, bro. I don't know if you know that.
There were more Chicago fans in San Diego than there were Chargers
fans.
Yes,
it was.
That doesn't say how great Chicago fans are. It just says how bad the Chargers fans are.
They probably like eating paninis and avocados and shit, whatever they do out there.
Paninis are a San Diego thing?
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. They do fruity shit out there, right?
There's nothing fruity about a panini.
I think it's not a sandwich to me. It's not even really a quesadilla
Chris,
burrito.
Is a panini a sandwich?
It is.
I think it's closer to a quesadilla than a sandwich. I don't really consider a quesadilla a sandwich.
A quesadilla isn't a sandwich, but I say a panini is a sandwich.
It's bread, right?
It's bread, and then there's, you know, meats and cheeses in between it.
But it's... I don't know. A lot of these shitty paninis that you get aren't sandwiches. You can get a good... Like those press sandwiches they'd be having in Washington Heights. Those are sandwiches.
Those are Cubans, really.
Yeah.
Cuban sandwiches. Yeah. That's how you do it. It's not a panini, though. It's just a press sandwich.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. You could do a panini properly. You just put Guinea stuff on like good bread and press it.
Still a sandwich, though.
Yeah, but a lot of times they use these shitty like breads. And that, I feel like, is a quesadilla that they're masking as
a panini. I always think they use the same shit. It's like that loaf bread, but it's got like Italian bread like parts to it.
I'm just saying,
it's like overly...
A panini is supposed to be on ciabatta bread.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Traditionally, yeah.
I've never had a panini on ciabatta bread, actually.
If it's not on ciabatta bread, that's just somebody ripping you off and selling you a Dago quesadilla.
I guess.
That's what it is.
Well, I just get ripped off left and right.
Yeah, dude, you
get ripped
off constantly.
On that sucker man shit right now.
You gotta start paying attention to what the fuck's going on.
You're just getting robbed left and right. I mean, like I said, on that podcast that I was out, you're paying people in advance for drugs and shit. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I got mine, though. Trust me, I'm not that. Like, once I find I'm getting fucked over, I show up, son. I was like, who's fucking who now? No.
But you put yourself in that situation to begin with. That's the problem.
But it's a good way to.
That's why we're worried.
Well, you're the money man on this one, so I'm not worried about that at all because you're good with money right now, right?
Oh, shit, dude. I'm like a goddamn Rothschild, dog. I'm fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
You're German?
Oh, my God.
I thought they were Jewish.
They're German Jews.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Wow, that's a bad bit.
They orchestrated the Holocaust, much like the way Lobo killed his entire planet.
What the fuck to are be you unique tangent in the universe. On that?
Is that one of the... What do you know about the Rothschild group? Like, do you know all the conspiracy theories around
them? Well, it's
them?
Not a group. It's a family.
It
German
actually.
Jews.
But that's the name of their thing, like the Rothschild group, right? Like, that's their company.
Yeah, they own mad property still in the city. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's also they're, what, they're Illuminati, right?
Yep. They are like the Illuminati family.
Well,
they're
the five Jew bankers.
What's
they are. That's how the conspiracy starts. Read the Naked Capitalist.
Chris, explain what that means, because I don't know what that means.
You know how the South Park makes the joke about like the five Jew bankers that control the world?
Uh-huh.
The first five central banks in Western cultures, I'm pretty sure, were set up by Rothschilds. I could be wrong. I've been out of the conspiracy fucking rabbit hole for years
man.
At this point.
Good
yeah,
because
I'm an adult now. Yes. I did go a little crazy there for a while.
You did.
We didn't really bring it to the air ever.
Yeah, thank
That's
God
a shame.
For that.
Well, let's bring it to it now.
No. But I'm a little rusty on all this.
It's okay. So the Rothschild group, there were five of them and all five of the
Rothschilds. No, I mean, basically what it was they set up the German Central Bank, what I mean? Like kind of the precursor to the Fed. And then they would like send emissaries to other countries to be like, you guys should do this too, bro. And
but, like, but with guns, right?
Yeah, no, it was just a Zionist conspiracy. They were using crazy Jew voodoo.
So is that like a Roth, is that where they got the term Roth IRA from? Is that the same thing?
I don't think that's exactly where they got it from, but possibly.
Damn.
Yeah, I could Wikipedia that for you.
No, that.
So the entire thing with the Rothschilds is that they just created banking and modern banking in the world today.
Yeah, vaguely.
Well, how the fuck you banking was, really?
I mean, people suggested central banks before them. They just instituted
them. They were the ones able to actually get it done.
Yeah.
All right.
See, look, if you vote for Ted Cruz, he's getting rid of that shit and IRS.
And they
don't.
Say that the Rothschilds are, control governments or whatever else, right?
Yeah, no, they're like the Rockefellers, but they're a precursor to the Rockefellers,
Yeah, but the Rockefellers don't do shit anymore, do they? Or are they still in the Illuminati? I don't know. What do you Illuminati conspiracy theorists think about that?
Well, I mean, David Rockefeller was like, David Rockefeller was one of the big audio conspiracy theory things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was one of those, that came out in like the early 2000s.
Wait, like, I don't know what you mean. Tell me.
David Rockefeller talking about how they're eventually going to create a one world digital currency and put chips into people. Yeah. I mean, it didn't
they're
come true.
They're doing that now, though, with the chips.
No, there's a bunch of people with outdated RFID chips in them. That nobody ever used that technology.
That you know of, bro. What about the mole people, the crab people?
What?
No?
Was it the surf and turf of the sewers?
I guess. It's like a battle down there. I don't fucking know. There's so many underground like religions and shit. Or black, was that black Jews and shit like that? That
Ethiopian crazy shit? Jews?
That's a jail religion.
I don't know, man.
You sure about the Israelites?
Yeah, they go hard, son. You ever seen them in the street? That's some Illuminati.
Have you ever
shit.
Noticed that they never punch a white dude in the face?
They can't.
You know
son.
Why? Because they're Zionist straight. Plants. That's why they never actually fuck? Punch a white dude in the face.
We're making a lot of good points in this
I've never
episode.
Heard
tonight.
That term.
They're Zionist plants. I'm telling you.
Oh shit!
You heard it here first, folks.
Zionist
coast plant. To coast PM.
Zionist plant sounds like a bagel on a cactus.
Shit.
But
it's
I'm
pretty
bum.
Good.
It's like coast to coast, but we've all taken DXM first.
Seriously,
coast to coast PM.
Stop doing your fucking Jew mind tricks. What's good with the money, Stanley?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Apparently,
stop trying to use your illusions.
Apparently, it's at a bank account somewhere. I'm not sure where, but the party will go on.
Right, I'll check. An escrow account?
I'll check the account. I'll check the accounts, bros. All right? So just chill. Get off my
Because, you know,
dick.
I need some money in Chicago just in case. If you like trying to siphon. I'm not going to stop you.
I don't siphon anything. I'm a good person.
I mean, you siphon gas.
That bandana looks kind of fresh.
That's because I
it's
like
weird
the taste.
You don't know how to drive.
Exactly. I like the taste of gasoline and alcohol. Oh, man. This is fucking weird, huh?
What is? What's weird? I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean by that?
The whole thing we're doing right now.
Are you trying to call me a fag?
I don't do that because I'm a good person.
You didn't call you no beta dog. Relax.
I'm just saying. That's fucking... I don't know. I don't know what weird means. You know
what's fucking weird?
I've never heard anybody say that before.
You know what's fucking weird? Trying to teach dogs how to fly planes.
What's that, a Segway?
That's a Segway, son.
Stanley, you know about that?
You got to tell me, bro.
They're teaching dogs how to fly planes.
All right, I got the money. The money's in there. Good to know.
It seems like you just fiddled with your phone for a while.
Yeah, so did you really look at it?
Yo, PayPal, dog.
Dude,
I got apps.
Are you Ginger from Casino? Are you going to, like, OD on us or some shit?
Last I heard, she was with some bikers. It was about 100 in cash left.
That's my Stanley.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Oh, God, no.
If I was
just
hanging out with bikers getting raped constantly.
Raped. Can't rape the willing, Stanley.
Nah.
So what's up with this flying dog? He chills a lot?
It's the British, man. They're trying to, like, show them, like, they want to prove you can teach a dog how to fly, but it's fucking nonsense, because ain't dogs colorblind?
So? Why do you need to? It's only two colors up there. Blue and white.
Yeah, but when you need to land, you got to be able to see the light. Can they see lights if they're colorblind? I'm not sure how that works.
I'm sure it's just going to be like, they're just going to put a dog in a drone and just remote control it.
No, man, they talking about like buttons and shit that he presses with his paw and all that kind of shit. Like Air Bud, but like for real and shit. I'm not really fucking with it.
Why are you bringing this up? Why are we?
I'm saying, amateur pilots in London are trying to figure out how to put dogs into a plane to fly them and use the controls without crashing.
There's so much more shit you could be doing with your time. Like, fuck you wasting your time on a dog.
I don't know. It's pretty funny.
It's not fucking funny. It's insulting. Motherfucker, how long does it take to get a pilot's license? A couple of, like, what,
all
two,
dogs,
300?
All dogs go to heaven after crashing planes in the buildings. Is this some
God,
sort of, like, weird, like, jihadi thing, Chris? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, are there even Arab dogs?
Sounds like the Rothschild Group is training dogs to crash planes into buildings so that we then crash the markets and then they can come in and buy up everything. Because you know the market's going to grow back up.
You sound like an idiot right now.
Are we getting red flagged right now or whatever?
It sounds...
No, red pilled. We're getting red pilled.
What's Alex Jones say on that shit, though? It's red flagged, right?
I was watching Alex Jones' fucking videos.
Why?
Because we're living in a prison planet. You know? And this one world government is coming, and I, for one, don't want to be part of it. Damn. I don't want to be part of some guy... I don't want to be living in the middle of the country fearing for my life that dogs are flying planes into our three to four story buildings.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, in El Paso, Texas, where like the highest story building is two stories?
Is it really?
I think so. Or like maybe three.
Yeah, they
well,
do some
nonsense
like
no,
that.
No, they never took up my idea on how to rebuild the towers. It's just build them below. Build a 100-story bunker.
Yeah, that's kind of smart, actually. Like the hive from like Resident Evil and shit.
No one ever trusted me on that one. I don't know why they didn't listen.
Probably like the rats. There's a lot of rats once you start hitting like a certain depth.
Bro, you just fucking...
Depth is the word.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just wish people would listen to me.
Yeah. You
know? But like, what
it's not like you're on the radio or anything.
I think that's even more reason people don't listen to me. I just sound fucking crazy to everyone. So when do you think these dogs are going to be taking human jobs?
2 years, maybe?
Really? You think that the dogs will be able to fly airliners in 2 years?
Yo, British train their dogs real good, son.
Yeah, but those...
You don't know anything about British culture.
Those English bulldogs, they have, like, supposedly their brains are mashed up in their face because they bred their heads too small for their brains.
Yeah, having a bulldog's real fucked up, I hear, because they just are sick constantly.
Well, it's going to die either way, but you should still take care of it.
They have, like, bad chests and shit, and they always hurt their back.
Sounds like you.
No, my chest is good, son. I'm doing them bench presses and shit. I'm good,
son.
You're
swole, bro.
I'm on a prison planet. You got to work out in them shits.
Oh, God, yeah. Prison planet?
What else are you going to do in the yard?
Jacking shit, dog.
Hell yeah, son.
You're either selling fucking blow or you're just working out.
Cryptocurrency out here, dog.
What?
Marlboros, Newports. I got that shit.
Hey, whatever happened to Ecuador instituting a cryptocurrency as their national currency?
That wasn't going to pop off.
The guy's like, you're the Ecuadorian
guy wasn't
going to
do it.
Minister.
He's anti-American, yet he still takes money and shit, so he knows where his bread's buttered.
All right.
Oh, where his hamster's cooked, whatever the fuck he eats.
So his two options for food in Ecuador are bread and butter and hamster.
I'm going to just throw that out there and say
yes. I mean, I've never been there. You're the only one in this room that's been to Ecuador.
Dude, they have a fucking KFC and gas stations. I'm not even making that up.
That's great.
They don't use the same recipe. It ain't the Colonel's recipe, son. That shit is horrible.
What's the national dish of Ecuador?
Probably like huatita.
What's huatita?
It's like goat belly, peanut butter, and potatoes.
What the fuck?
With yellow rice. I like chivo myself. That's goat stew. That shit is fantastic. My grandma makes good chivo.
What's in the goat stew? Just goat and stew shit?
No, not stew shit. What? It's tomato sauce and beer. They don't put potatoes in everything. What? That's a guisado. That's chicken with potatoes and
shit.
See,
we don't know this. You got to explain this shit to us.
Are you going to Ecuador anytime?
I don't know. Maybe. You might go to an Ecuadorian restaurant. Like my friend Johnny suggested I get this.
Damn, son.
That's what I would say. I'd say, excuse me, sir. My friend Johnny said I should get the goat stew.
Yeah, you could. You don't eat shit out the street though. You got a lot of like street vendors in Queens. I've seen that. That's not a good look.
There's a lot of street vendors everywhere in New York City.
No, but not for Ecuadorian food, because like you shouldn't be getting fucking potato stew with peanut butter in it in like the dead of summer. That peanut butter don't go good.
I like stew in the summer. That's the only time I ever have it.
Don't do that.
Why shouldn't I eat it?
Oh
then?
God.
I like delicious hot beers. Ugh. I love a nice cup of stew. Really? No, what I like to do is I like to cut the top off of a gallon water jug and just fill it up with stew.
God.
And then I kind of just sip it over the course of a day.
That's mad smart. You got to keep your metabolism
rolling. You a Popeye kind of guy, son? You like Popeye?
Oh, fuck. You don't even know, dude.
Would you rather Popeye or shepherd's pie? Different kind.
I want a gallon jug of goat stew, just to be totally honest.
Oh, God damn. That's your shits must be epic, bro.
Every time, ever since you told me about that, 2 minutes ago, I feel like it's the only thing I want to
How's your liver still alive is what I want to know.
I'll tell you one thing. I like my beer hot,
not.
My stew cold. That's what I like.
That's strange, because I like them both hot. Having your fucking stew cold, you're a weirdo.
What's all it's summertime, bro. It's all chunky and shit.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he's got to keep your whole body warm.
Is that what a baked cold. Alaska is? It's Whatever. Like cold food,
it's like
right?
A gazpacho,
that's ice. That's
right?
Like ice cream.
It's like a gazpacho. That's what we're talking about, John.
Oh, is that what that is?
Except it's Ecuadorian and it's hot and it's served in a gallon jug.
Eesh. God damn it!
And I just put a straw in and I suck up all the stew.
Nothing's
juice.
Gonna go through there. Like it's thick peanut butter sauce. You ain't sucking no peanut butter sauce.
It's gonna be a very straw. It's gonna be a very wide straw, Johnny. It's like a milk. It's like a hot milkshake. And that's really the things
that
I enjoy drinking.
Should we just cancel the peanut fucking pizza party and do that?
Like almost boiling hot Budweiser. And just like, just, oh.
Eesh.
God, I'm just getting so hungry and just so thirsty talking about this show.
Ugh.
I mean, that meal that I have every summer.
Mm-mm.
Johnny, why doesn't your family ever send up like some gallons of
No, we don't cook in gallons. Who the fuck cooks in gallons?
I do.
Chefs.
Okay.
You thanks, guys cook
Chris,
in gallons?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you for making giant
I have
like
a 30 gallon
asshole.
Stockpot in the house.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All I
forgot
do,
you feed a lot of
all
people.
All I
want
to do is just pound stew. Who's Stu? Okay.
Because we both looked at you.
I knew you were part of the Zionist conspiracy. Everybody knows Stu is a Jewish name.
No hobo. All right. No hobo. Just the hobos love Stu. That's all I'm saying.
Word.
What do you guys think Lil B's doing right now? Because I keep saying calling things based, and everyone looks like me, look at me like I'm old and weird.
You are kind
Lil
of both
B's
of those
doing
things.
All right. I don't know if he's dropped a mixtape recently, but
I'm gonna drop a mixtape. I'm Irish, get it?
Fat, black, and Irish.
Oh, yes, sir.
Fat, black, and Irish. Things looking up for people who are fat, black, and Irish. I guess that's just me.
Like, I always thought he should have done, like, Brandon and shit. Like, Snoop's into that Brandon shit. He's
I
got
heard
weed
this.
Leaves coming out.
He's got, what's it called, Leafs?
Yeah, by it's, Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds nice.
It's his butt. Like, he has a grow operation, basically. Or he lent his name to a grow operation.
Yeah, he can't technically own it because he's not a Colorado resident, exactly. So he can't do it.
But yeah, I think he's a part owner. They have a bud and
yeah, edibles. I think edibles is the way to go though in this situation.
Edibles. He's got edibles, shatter. He's got a
oh nice.
I believe it's
by shatter,
three sativa
wax?
Strains, four indica strains, and
wow,
then
that's
one very high CBD yield strain.
It's gonna be that light shit though. It's probably gonna be better when you can get off the streets.
I mean, he personally selected them based on the high and bud structure, according to their promo video.
That's
what I watched earlier.
Bud structure.
Bud structure.
Shit. I know Willie Nelson's got one. I'd rather smoke, you know, Willie's
Reserve,
weed.
Bro.
That's the shit right there.
That's just because you're racist and
no.
You hate black people.
I had a Snoop Dogg shirt like a year ago. Nobody else had them, but I was buying them.
What did it say on the Snoop Dogg shirt?
It was, SGC, Snoop Gang Clothing. Oh, no, SDC, Snoop Dogg Clothing.
Did you get that at, like, Goodwill? Because it came out in the 90s?
No, dude, I got it at fucking Walmart. It was a good deal. He makes clothes for the Husky fella.
Yeah, I was wearing my WooWear fucking shirt,
that's a type
too.
Of dog, that's why.
It was a fucking...
It's that blue-eyed soul.
Oh, that's, my it's God.
Why don't they make fucking Wu-Tang clothing anymore? It's
they
sad.
Do. You still buy WooWear?
You can?
Yeah, you can get it off of Amazon
oh,
and shit.
Oh, shit. Did you guys hear that RZA and Raekwon ordered the death of some drug
allegedly,
dealer 16
allegedly.
Years ago?
Who'd they order dead?
Some a couple of dudes, apparently.
Apparently,
on
that's the story.
I don't buy it.
Some 17-year-old drug dealer got killed back in 99.
Look, there's mad new WooWear shit on this website.
The cops arrested these two drug dealers who apparently killed them. They did kill them. And so now, like 16 years later, it came out that apparently RZA and Raekwon ordered the death of this 17-year-old because, like, he robbed one of their relatives.
The only way I know if it's real is if, like, they found a ninja star in the corpse or, like, his head severed by, like, a Ginsu knife.
Like, I
did
see
like
Raekwon ordering the death of someone, but I didn't
why?
Expect that
why
out
could
of
you
Bobby
see that?
Digital.
What? Why would Raekwon do that?
Raekwon seems like the more hot-headed of
he
the
he looks
two.
Like he's into white women, and that's about that and rhyming is about what he does. He's
I don't
good.
Know.
He's not
incarcerated Scarfaces. Only built for Cuban links, you know?
Hell I mean, yes. Is that a onesie?
Now you're just saying things that were relevant when we were young. I don't understand
yeah,
what's
you're
happening.
Just like dating
dude, gravel pit, you know?
What?
Remember Cream, right?
Yes.
Cash was everything around me.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Only built for chess boxing, right?
Shadow boxing, you mean?
Shadow boxing.
What the?
Chess boxing.
I don't know. They fucking love chess over there.
Like chess?
Punching. All right.
Don't they? Yeah, they fucking
I saw that movie
chess.
Fresh.
No, I saw Juice, so we both saw a fucking movie with one word title.
Yeah, but great. They're very different movies. Isn't also, it? That movie Dope that just came out, also a one word title
checked.
About
heard,
black people.
I heard it was
how
good money, though.
Terrible movie, first of
what?
All.
What?
Yeah. Terrible. Awful.
Why was it so bad? I heard
the
all right,
here's
things.
The here's the one thing. I'm not going to put
right,
it.
Tell me what it's
first
about
of all,
and then say why it's bad.
It's about black people.
Doing what?
Going to school.
They find like a bag
here's
of
the thing,
drugs,
they're all
right?
Like, they're all like 90s hip-hop nerds, right? These three kids that are friends, they're like misfits.
Okay.
And then none of them raps. Instead, they have a punk band.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes
it's
sense.
That doesn't seem bad to you? That doesn't
no,
seem stupid?
That's interesting.
They're
they,
obsessed
you have
with 90s
that now,
hip-hop.
Though. Like Pharrell
it's,
started
it's
that
three
shit.
Minorities and none of them raps. First of all, I don't believe that you could get three minorities in a room and none of them raps, period.
Oh my God,
well.
Racist.
Well,
racism. That's Chris from Brooklyn saying that.
<It's>,
Second of all, that movie's fucking terrible.
It can't
it
be.
It doesn't
that
know
bad.
What it wants to be. All of a sudden, the dude from Workaholics is in it towards the end.
Which
the,
one?
All of those.
The one with the stupid hair.
The wizard. The
they're
one that's
all
always.
Kind of, they're all kind of wizards.
Well, the
Blake?
One with the red.
Yeah,
yeah
that
Blake.
One.
Where are you going?
But they have everything now, son. Like,
it's a bad movie. Everything about it is not good.
It can't be bad. You missed the big plot point where they find a bag of drugs and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So it could have been good because they find this big bag of drugs, but then they just go in all these fucking tangents. It's fucking stupid. I'm just saying, it was like bootleg Fresh. I'm just saying, Fresh was a much better movie than Dope.
Wow, that's not even comparable, though. That
Fresh is a mad good movie. What do you mean? It's all about this dude that's like in a bad situation in the hood, like playing everybody around him. That's like what the movie's about. Except Fresh was well made, even though that one little black kid was a terrible
comedy, kind of, though.
Not really. That Puerto Rican kid was out to get that kid.
He's not Puerto Rican. That was the kid from
fucking... That fat kid was Puerto Rican.
No, no. The Indian kid in the crew was the kid from...
Yeah, and Dope. That kid is Indian. And Fresh,
it was a Puerto Rican kid. I was saying, like, I didn't see no Puerto Rican kid. And Dope, that's the dude from, like, that Grand Hotel shit.
Yeah, yeah, it was that kid.
Zero.
That's
kind
of, yes. That's all I know, man.
His name is Zero in the movie,
dude. See, that's racist. I wouldn't call him that.
It was a different time.
It was funny because his wife and best friend died, but, you know, whatever. Spoiler alert, I guess, right?
Yeah, you would. That would be a spoiler alert, Johnny.
If you haven't seen that movie, what you doing to yourself, man?
Ray Fiennes is funny as fuck in that movie.
Yeah, he's the man, son. The language he uses is eloquent and disturbing at the same time. I dig
just
it.
Just like you. You're eloquent and disturbing to me all the time, Johnny. Mostly elegant, though.
I don't really fucking wear bow ties, but appreciate it.
I called you elegant.
Why'd you say it like that? Bow ties. What?
That's how you say it, right?
Bow tie?
Bow ties.
But you said bow ties.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
How's that weird? You got to have more than one. If it's more than one, it's bow ties. Why would you only have one?
You're
fucking
pronouncing that funny.
I don't fucking hear it. All right.
All right. It's on you.
He's just picking on me now.
Chris, stop bullying Johnny, okay? Look, Johnny, to make it up to Chris, you should give him a gallon of fucking goat's
blow job.
I got, no, there's no.
Or suck his dick.
I mean, you're getting fucked on this trip to Chicago. You might as well suck his dick.
Yeah, you're going.
Financially, I'm getting fucked, yes.
No, you're going on a gaycation. This is the thing you bust Chris's balls
it's
all the time.
Yeah. It's a gaycation.
It's a gaycation.
Super gay, bro.
How's it gay?
You're going.
I have a prostitute sharing, waiting for me when I get there.
Yeah, a fucking man.
No, it's
you're
a woman.
Sharing a room
you're
with
like,
another
I
man.
Save money if this chick has a dick.
I gotta fuck.
And you're trying to save money on everything because you're getting fucked on this hotel room.
I don't think $298 is not a bad deal, man.
Johnny to save like $50 rather than booking a round trip ticket, he booked 2 1-way tickets.
What?
Yeah,
it saved money. It was $58
like
bucks.
$40.
I saved $60. I saved $60.
Oof.
That means some shit. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even get a free carry-on bag in the fucking...
You heard about that one kid that, like... I'm gonna use the term here. Gamed the system for airlines. And he basically figured out a way that if you say if you want to go to say if you want to go to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And Chicago's like a big transfer point. A lot of layovers in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
You instead of booking a direct flight to Chicago for, let's say, $300. You book a flight to like San Francisco and that's cheaper and the layover is in Chicago and then you just get off at Chicago and never get back on a flight.
But you lose money like that, don't
no,
you?
No. Like, because it's like cheaper to get a flight that going someplace else, but the layover is in your actual destination that you want to go
to. And there's
to.
No penalty.
Now you can't check a bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's carry on or whatever. No big, I wouldn't give a fuck about that. But. You know that, but you actually save money. Like some kid did that. Apparently, the airlines like caught on and got real pissed off about it.
Can't really do my good because they charge ridiculous amount. Like if the day I go to Chicago, if I didn't set up my fucking luggage shit, it's $100. Carry on or no carry on. If any shit I bring on that plane, it's $100.
What the fuck?
It's
kind of
Spirit Airline. It's pieces of shit. I have to call in advance to pay like $26.
You look like a bitch right now.
Yeah, I feel like one. Actually, like,
fucking
well,
airlines are making you suck their dicks, dude.
Collectively. You might as well suck this dick to make up for
go
being
fuck yourself.
Johnny, suck Chris's dick.
No, that's not happening.
Johnny, at least just spit on it.
No.
Spit on it and look at it.
Come on, spit on it.
No.
Just look at it.
Just the tip.
No. You look at his dick and tell me how that shit feels.
Show me
magnificent,
your dick.
Motherfucker.
Show me your dick, Chris. Let's go.
What?
I ain't gonna spit on it, though.
People keep telling me our shit isn't updating on iTunes.
All right, then I'll try and fix it. I don't know.
It looks like it works on my iTunes, so anybody who's listening to this, it works on my fucking iTunes when I tried to load the show.
Don't get angry with the listeners. They're paying for this pizza party.
And it'll be a fucking spectacular
pizza
party.
I feel like it's not the people that are paying for the pizza party because they would get the show on Patreon.
Still, listeners is listeners. Don't shit on
Chris,
them, man.
Have you talked to people on Patreon and about timing and when they can... Do the show, come to the party or whatever? Is anyone talk to you?
I believe
or?
We decide on January 16th.
Yeah, we told
at
them
least
that.
One person said that they're good with January 16th.
It works.
Three people so far have said they're good for January 16th.
That's great. Keep me updated. I want everyone to be able to come that can. You know what I'm saying? I want everyone to be happy with us as opposed to angry and hating us like usual.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, dog? When's the last good movie you saw? I feel like I haven't seen a fucking good movie in a long ass time.
I saw Kingpin the other day.
All right, I mean a fucking new movie, Johnny. Oh.
Snowpiercer.
Seriously, stop it.
You know they're making a TV show, right?
Yeah. I heard about it. I haven't. Mad people sent me the link to it, and I just didn't click on it.
You should have.
Because I remember last time that, you know, when I first saw Snowpiercer, and I had a break with reality. Like, I think I overreacted.
Yeah, a little bit. I think the show might be better than the movie.
There's no way anything could be good.
You can build
premise.
Better characters, and you don't got Chris Evans on it. I think because Chris Evans on there was like sucked you off
Chris
a little
Evans
bit.
Chris Evans was the best part of that movie. If he's not in the TV show, I have nothing now. What's the basis of the TV show after the fucking train crashes? Spoiler alert.
No, I think they're just rebooting it.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
They have a transporter show too and everything, though. It's not necessarily.
I like that. That's a show I like.
Oh, you enjoy that?
I've never seen an episode.
Good for you, son. It's on TNT. Don't waste your time.
Oh, it's the only channel I get in my house. I don't even have cable. I just ask for TNT.
I think you get that if you just plug the wire directly into the back of a television.
Yeah, it's like the super basic bitch cable.
Nice.
You get that, like TBS and like fucking Food Network.
News 13.
What the fuck am I paying for cable for? You got all these kick-ass
Because you're getting fucked bet left and right everywhere. You just can't fucking get a win, Johnny.
Damn, son.
Johnny, why do you pay so much for things you don't like?
Paying $240 for my cable and shit? Damn.
How is that possible? What could you
possibly... $240?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of money.
It's cable, internet, and phone. House phone.
Why do you have a phone?
I don't fucking know. I live with old people, man. They have to have a house phone. It's just in case the battery on the phone dies or somebody's pacemaker gives out.
How could the battery on their phone die in the house? The chargers are in the house.
They're old, motherfucker. Like, shit happens with old people.
John, you should get them Nextels.
Get them those Life Alert bracelets and call it a day.
For some reason, old people fucking like to wipe their ass but not put the toilet paper back in the fucking roll. They take it out the fucking roll.
To be fair, they did grow up in a third world country.
That doesn't mean shit to me, though. Like, leave the shit on the roll. Like, you've been here long enough. Simply, just leave the shit on the roll. And leave it the right way when
it
fucking comes
down. That's a girl complaint.
You're coming off like a broad, Johnny.
Yeah, fuck out of here,
girls always complain that you don't put the toilet paper back on the roll. Like,
why are you taking it off the roll? Who the fuck takes it off the roll?
I prefer to have the toilet paper right in front of me.
Nah,
I don't,
son, it's
I don't like
comfortable
having toilet paper on a roll, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan
of
it either.
No, dude, that's inconvenient.
I don't like
to
having
me.
To reach.
I'm scared I'm going
to
drop it and then like fall in the shit when I'm like closing the toilet and shit.
Why would it do that?
It happens, son. I've dropped toilet paper in the water once or twice in my lifetime.
You should probably be more careful.
It's a roll. Like,
seems like if your elderly grandparents don't have a problem with it, you should be fine.
Sometimes I'm inebriated when I'm home. I need that life sometimes.
Sometimes you're always inebriated when you're home.
Oh, my God, son. I can't live in my house. There are days I like look at my grandparents like, yo, I just put a pillow over the old man's face. None's the wiser. He has a horrible health condition.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Just put a pillow over his face and end it.
I like how you said it like you know.
Yeah.
You have empathy for others.
I'll be honest. I was half paying attention.
Nice.
I'm just a piece of garbage.
You counting that money, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm counting that money. I'm like, what can I spend this on myself for?
You going to convert it into Bitcoins?
That was a good sentence. Let's start converting everything into Bitcoins. Let's just go totally fucking digital. Is that a problem for you guys?
I'm with it.
I heard that Bitcoin was actually on the uptick.
Yeah,
luckily I never invested in it.
We're like, that's no consequence.
It's still nowhere near its
peak value.
It's peak.
What was it, like 1,700 or something at some
point?
No,
1,200. 12, yeah. Around there.
Man, those are the days, huh, boys? Back when we were fucking Bitcoin traders. Remember
damn,
that?
Son.
It is $338 right now, though, which is
shit.
Still, I mean, it's pretty steady for the last little while.
What do the Winklevi think about this?
They
probably
like
the same
statues.
Thing because they're fucking twins and freaks. They're freak shows. I was watching that, horror story, American Horror Story?
Hotel. Damn, son.
Show makes no fucking sense.
Why would you watch it?
I watched an episode of it. I was like, I heard that people like this show.
Was it the first episode?
No, it was like,
well,
Matt, you're fucking
your
lost.
Loss, man, you got to go watch the first episode.
I think Lady Gaga's a vampire.
Yeah.
And she's banging some gay guy. I don't know.
Nice.
How does that
go? Like,
I don't know. She's trying to suck him off, but he couldn't get hard. Oh. This is all on TV, too. I was like, fucking pretty graphic. Good for you, Lady Gaga.
Well, she ain't getting that dick she wants, so I don't know how good that is for her.
TV dick, you know? But no, then she got, like, her other boyfriend to suck him off until he was hard, and then she sucked him off.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And
how did you just like run through that?
So she was trying to suck off one guy, and
Other dude, she was like, "Hey, I need help with this. Put his dick in your mouth." And
Yeah.
But you just casually said it like that's some random
what,
shit.
You guys aren't watching the show.
They catfished the dick. Son.
No spoiler alert.
There you go.
Yeah, spoiler
it's
alert.
It's like dick sucking.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not making any sense. I'm sorry, guys.
They're just sucking and fucking on that show.
Yeah, it is a lot of it. Like a lot of sex. Then there was like a couple of Russian girls who banged some Asian guy. It was crazy. And then they killed him. Spoiler alert.
Well, he's Asian. Usually don't last too long after sex.
I don't understand that whole fucking thing, dude.
You watch Fargo yet? That shit is all right, son.
I'm all about Fargo, dude. I'm all about Mike Milligan, man. That's my dude.
That's my dude, son.
Mike Milligan's the man.
He's like, "Why'd you put your thumb up my ass?" She's like, "It was different. Like, I didn't say I didn't like it. Just, you know, don't do it."
He just wants to know what's going on. The man's very particular.
He's a weird cat, but I dig that shit.
He's crazy as fuck, dude. He's like one of these Japanese guys just fucking hanging out. There was some Japanese dude that hid in a sewer to get upskirts.
Oh, yeah.
He said he wants to be reincarnated as a piece of pavement.
That's pretty.
He's been arrested like several times in the last 6 months.
We should just be doing the show from Japan. I think they'd love us out there.
Dude,
I
mean, we'd be in so much trouble.
Use your laundered
there.
Money to buy us some tickets. Scott,
we should do that.
You want to do a dollar pizza party?
Fuck this pizza party.
No, no. We can do a dollar pizza party in Japan. That's how we get away with it.
They don't have pizza there, John.
You can get Domino's in Japan.
They have pizza tempura, I think.
It's a yen pizza party.
No, all it has to be is a dollar, so it's like a couple of yen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's the conversion rate?
All right, let's find out.
What is it, like fucking 4 yen to a dollar? What are we playing with here?
It's a whole lot of yen, bro.
I want to see how many yen we can play with out there, you know? Because if we're going out there, I want to live like a fucking baller. I don't want to live like some punk ass bitch.
You won't be no Chad, son.
We do want to be Chad.
Oh no, the yen is beating our ass right now. Never
oh
mind.
Damn! Is
I didn't
that
even realize that?
Is that like legit? That's what it's worth. Oh shit! What is that? What do you even call that? It's not even 82 cents.
Huh? No, yeah, it's way less than that.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
Is it yen in Japan?
Yeah, it is the yen. Right, no, yeah. We'll be good. I think for $1, you'll be able to get a slice of pizza because it'll be like
maybe
lots of yen.
That's like the actual fucking rate right now, for real?
Yeah.
Johnny, you act like you're a goddamn monetary trader.
No, but that's like, yo, I'm not a monetary trader, but that seems really, that's not even 82 cents right now. Damn.
How much is a Deutschmark to a dollar?
They don't have Deutschmarks anymore.
Word?
It's the euro.
Damn, son. My man's still stuck in the 90s, bro. Woo wear. Deutschmarks. Fuck's wrong with you,
God,
son?
I wish it was the 90s again.
Not at all, man.
Why? What's wrong with the 90s, bro?
I like my internet porn now instead of having to wait 5 hours for shit to upload.
I liked thumbnails slowly loading on the page for me to masturbate to.
Like, I can kind of see a titty. And then, like, you wait, and it's like a 5-minute clip that took, like, 40 minutes to download. It was the worst.
Yeah, I remember I would just find sites that had like short clips so that we'd be able to get them faster. You know,
it's like
650 yen will get you a homemade meatball slice.
650 yen party? Is that what we're talking about,
son?
Is that what we're trying to do right now, bros?
I don't know if we even have that.
No, man, $1 is
that's
$5. That's
$5 for a slice. What the fuck?
Exactly.
It's like an Egyptian guy in Manhattan making pizza. Oh.
Disgusted.
If we throw that kind of party, somebody's going without, son.
This Japanese pizza party is never going to happen.
No.
We have to make our goals a lot bigger because right now we look like assholes.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. It's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Shout out to Lynda.com.
Lynda.com/High Society Radio. Say it right. Go there, get a free 10-day trial.
What can people learn?
I've been learning how to make picture videos. So if we want to make a YouTube channel for this,
like GIFs?
No,
GIFs, Johnny.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's pronounced GIF. Right. And no, but you can learn how to make GIFs on there.
It's a G. It's not a J. GIF is with a J in it.
Yeah,
but all right, whatever. Not getting into symbiotics here with you about shit.
Symbiotics? What's that mean?
You know, when you like talk about words and shit.
No, that's symbiotics isn't a word. So what were you trying to say?
What?
Johnny, it what is a word.
Were you thinking of symbiotics?
Not.
Because
no.
That's not the word you were looking for.
No. So, it sounds like semtex. What is it?
I don't know, John.
Not going to help you, John.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys suck. Semantics. There you go.
Oh, you got it, everybody. Looks like someone gets control of the PayPal account for that win.
I am fine. I wouldn't blow the money on shit. Just
whatever's
so you know.
Left in that PayPal account.
Oh god.
I saw a lot of zeros.
I saw some fucking
yeah, with nothing in front of them.
Oh boy.
Oh shit, bros.
You gonna get a PayPay fucking bandana with that money, baller boy?
I got a PayPay shirt. Should I wear it to the pizza party?
Yo, you should.
I mean, I'm sure you'll.
The way you were floating on it, because we don't really have a high society radio shirt your size. So go with the PayPay shirt.
You know what, John? You can suck my dirty dick.
What, man? I'm just saying. We don't.
You know what? You don't even have to spit on it. Just suck it.
Yo, did you catch South Park?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Oh, dude.
Spoil it for me. Tell me what happened.
No. Yo, that was the best episode of the season, hands down.
Spoil it for me. I'm serious. All right,
fucking. Did you ever notice ISIS kind of looks like ninjas and shit?
Oh, definitely.
So the kids build the fucking treehouse in Soto Sopa. And they dress like ninjas, but to fucking people driving by and shit, they look like fucking ISIS. And, like, the whole town's like, fuck the police, and then homeless shit gets out of control. It's a good episode. You'll dig it.
I don't know if it sounds like the best episode. I mean,
it's pretty fucking great. You'll like that shit, son.
I mean, I like ISIS, so I guess I'm going
to
like this
show. ISIS is about to have jetpacks and shit, so.
Yeah.
ISIS has jetpacks?
No, I mean, but the Arabs have jetpacks.
It's the same thing at this point.
Like rich guys, like Dubai guys, you mean?
Yeah, but like Emirates Airlines has them. It's only a matter of time.
What? It's gonna just be random terrorists.
Wait,
literally,
so the airline just gives people jetpacks?
Well, no, it's basically a promotional thing. But they worked with this company called Emirates Airlines. Worked with this company called Jetman to. They did a video of two jetpacks flying next to an Airbus. You should probably check that out on the internet.
Shit,
it's fucking
mad cool.
Dope because it's real ass jetpacks.
You can check it out on
not those bitch ass water jetpacks. Like,
hell no, you can do it on the Daily Dot. It's on there. It's pretty fucking fancy.
It's on YouTube. You just go or jetman.com is the website. But yeah, so I mean, it's only a matter of time before these fall into the wrong hands. Correct?
It's already in the wrong hands. Fuck.
I mean, the evil Rocketeer will be here any day.
The
now.
Only chance we got is if like we got the fucking if they come over like the water and shit. We got a baller ass water packs. They'd only
yeah, right.
How fucking high do you go in that shit anyway?
I always thought, like, you know, in, like, old cartoons, there would always
feet,
be, like,
maybe?
A water guy.
Fuck
like,
that,
the water centurion
feet.
Was a bitch. Like, all
yeah.
The water guys
all
are always a bitch.
All water guys are kind of like hoes,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they kind of suck. Why do they always need a water guy?
Yeah,
don't
like,
need a
fuck.
Water guy.
Well, technically, they were all Navy special ops, right? Like, different military branches? So
whatever, yeah. G.I. Yeah. Joe had a shipwreck or whatever.
Like. Shipwreck, bro, is kind of suspect on sexuality, though.
Yeah, him and that fucking parrot, son.
Oh, yeah, he did have a parrot.
A parrot was mad gay, bro.
Apparently that parrot, that parrot could keep a secret, though.
Shit. Could you imagine, like, if he was, like, G.I. Joe's interrogating shit, is a poor Cobra guy there, just fucking first day he gets caught?
You're saying Shipwreck would rape him?
Definitely rape him. He'd be like, guys, I don't even need anybody behind a mirror. I'll take care of this shit. Just starts fucking
I would think
he would
get off on that.
Well,
I think Shipwreck's a bit of a voyeur.
I don't know, man. Like, if you in that middle
he's,
part of the, you don't want anybody
in hot
to
pants,
know.
I mean,
I think the only one that fucking knew that he might have been gay was like the Contessas from fucking like Cobra and shit. She looked like she had like good gaydar, I think.
It's the Baroness, not the Countess.
Whatever, son.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a fucking. I'm not collecting dolls over here, right?
What
I don't need to know.
What are you talking about? If you're gonna bring up G.I. Joe, you bring up all the characters' correct names, Johnny.
I like Destro. Destro was all right.
Destro
that was my dude.
Shit.
I don't get why he never got to run the crew,
fucking
but
baller ass metalhead.
Who'd you rather fuck, Scarlet or Lady Jane? Go.
Scarlet.
Lady Jane.
Why? Show your work.
She looked like she got a good hand grip. Like she could jack you off in a second. Like she's
she had that
clip.
Dyke haircut though. I don't know if I was trusting.
She's a redhead.
No,
fucking
she was...
Scarlet
was
a redhead. All right, give me some. Yum yum, give me some. That's what I'd say. That's what
that would be your pickup line at the fucking G.I. Joe bar.
Yeah,
that VFW.
You'd be like, I'm fat, black, and Irish. You seem to be just Irish. You want to do this?
Let's just combine
we
genitals.
We can make a Vine video. It'll go viral.
Let's combine genitals till I come.
Just feed off her trauma. Like, aren't you tired of all these wars and the laser sounds and shit? Like, don't you want some dick?
Yeah, where did you guys get lasers? Everyone else is using bullets. What the fuck is going on
it's
with
like,
this
have
outfit?
You even killed anybody before? Like,
I mean, I see you blow up the
robots.
I would
be like, it's pretty convenient you guys use blue lasers and Cobra uses red lasers. It makes it way less confusing when the battles are happening.
Did you guys work that out beforehand or
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was like, who's your arms dealer?
Is this just cosplay?
Are you real? Why is The Rock here? Wasn't The Rock
and
in
how
the...
How come you guys are cool with Sergeant Slaughter? Because I heard he sold out to Iran.
That's what I'm saying. They could not fix that plot hole fucking fast enough.
And his finishing move is the Cobra Clutch. Like, he's clearly working for the other side.
He's like a double op, son.
Yeah.
Nothing was better than that G.I. Joe the movie.
Oh, when they used the BET?
Hell yeah.
To take
hell
over
yeah.
the world?
Yeah.
That's what it was called, the BET.
I know.
I remember.
Was Burgess Meredith the main fucking bad guy on that?
Yes. What was his name?
Burgess?
Burgess Meredith was the main bad guy.
Serpentor.
No,
he wasn't Serpentor. He was the other guy that had like,
he was like
the,
King
Globulus. That was his name. Globulus.
That doesn't even sound snaky though. Oh, what the fuck is that?
Because he had that fucking globe thing that he could float
around
in.
His dick.
Oh, right. Yeah, that
it was around his dick.
Yeah,
he opened that shit up.
I forgot.
He had that big ass snake dick.
Blocked that out real quick.
You're a creepy snake monster, bro. Fuck is going on here?
Wasn't he like a... Wait, was Serpentor the mutant one? Or?
Serpentor was the dude with like the fucking... he was like a regular dude in the snake suit with a cape.
So Globus was like the mutant dude.
Globulus is his name.
Globulus was the guy with the fucking eye patch. And he
is right
hell
there.
Of a creep. Villain, son. Hell of a villain.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Shitty gimmick, but hell of a... He was half man, half snake?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even remember all that.
We had a glob, and then when he broke the glob off, he was a snake underneath.
He used to be a man.
Damn.
The science was fucking sound.
He was, he was just a scientist, but then, you know, he fucked up and became a snake monster.
That sounds...
And I guess started Cobra or something?
Cobra Law.
Oh, right,
Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking up. This is world history we're talking about here.
I'm fucking this up, bro.
You know, and like the Rothschilds actually gave them the funding.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
This whole show's come back around
exactly.
Again.
Makes sense, you know.
The Rothschilds funded Cobra Law to fight with G.I. Joe to pull the wool over our eyes as they steal the BET for themselves.
If you ask me, even the fucking war vehicles looked a lot alike and shit.
Who?
Fucking, you know, what Cobra had with G.I. Joe, they looked eerily similar. Like their Jeeps and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's just the same guy.
G.I. Joe had snake eyes, and then they just had that ninja in white stuff in Cobra. Like, that was the same guy.
I don't even remember that motherfucker. Was it like Snow Patch or some shit?
No, his name was like Key Bump or something.
No, it's the White Blade.
No, the White Blade, yes.
They had a fucking G.I. Joe episode about drugs, too. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, so, it was like, you should do drugs, kids. High as fuck.
There's like, the more you know, son. G.I. Joe.
We should watch that on the show one time. You ever remember the cartoon All-Stars drug thing? Where it's like all the cartoon characters try to get this one kid to not smoke weed?
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it's fucking great.
You know what's
the
awesome
guy who played
that?
Patton. What the fuck is his name?
Oh, George C. Scott.
He plays the anthropomorphic embodiment of drugs.
Nice.
In a smoke cloud.
That's fucking weird.
To be fair,
it's pretty
though,
fucking weird, yeah.
You gotta look at the logic. If the kid didn't smoke the weed, he wouldn't see these fucking characters.
That's what I always said.
It's like, you know.
It basically says if you do drugs, then all your favorite cartoon characters will be your friends.
I'd take
the
that.
The Ninja
up
Turtles
anytime.
Will protect you from harm.
Be like, word, my stepdad ain't kicking my ass tonight, son. I got the Ninja Turtles with me and shit.
You get to
but
chill
you
with,
really don't.
You get to chill with Hawaiian shirt Alf, not regular Alf, because it's the cartoon
version.
I didn't really
like Alf. Alf was,
even Hawaiian shirt Alf?
I didn't
when
trust
he was
that
a
motherfucker.
Wacky
son.
Teenager?
He's like technically the embodiment of illegal immigrants and shit nowadays. I can't co-sign that.
Yeah, you want to send him back, right? I know you're a Trump supporter.
Fuck yeah, son. Have him build the wall and then bill him for it. That's what he's about.
I thought you were a Carson guy.
Nah, I never liked Ben Carson. He ain't no real brother, son. I can't co-sign that dude. I've never seen him smoke.
But he is a brother scientist.
Technically, nah. He's a neurosurgeon. That's not really no scientist.
I guess you're right.
It's like Neil.
It kind of is trial and error.
I'm like, Neil could whoop his ass, man. It's not too many scientists that could fuck with Neil, bro. Maybe Bill Nye, but he'd have some like potion shit or something.
I feel like Bill Nye's
so
like
not
really
a
scientist.
Fucking wizard.
He kind of is with the shit he does.
That was Mr. Wizard.
No.
That's a different show.
But Bill Nye was doing shit like ain't even really science.
But you do know that Mr. Wizard was a different Bill Nye type show.
Yeah, I know that. But like Bill Nye technically was a wizard. That's why the ripoff show was a wizard kind of brother.
I think Mr. Wizard came out before Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It did? Oh, fuck.
See.
Damn.
You're buying into all that Rothschild propaganda.
Why are you always wrong as fuck, Johnny?
I'm not wrong as fuck. No, it was close. It was on base, kind of. Just different, like, time frame and shit.
No, you're wrong is what you're talking about.
No, it's not wrong at all. Like, Bill Nye technically is a wizard.
No, he is not a wizard.
He does shit, son. What do you mean, no?
He's not Gandalf. He's Bill
Nye. I'm not saying, like, he got no fucking...
Wait, can you pronounce that really specifically again?
Gandalf.
I don't... Did he say
Gandalf?
Gandalf.
Is that, like, the wrong way to say
it? Because Alf is a wizard, too.
All right. Nah, son.
That sweet dick.
What?
All right, we're ending up.
Hold on.
No.
You didn't give your picks yet.
Music.
That's what people tune into the show for.
I will give
your fucking
picks.
Locks. Oh, your picks.
I'm giving the picks while the fucking music plays.
Yeah, hurry up. Let's go.
Tuckered out. Stop hitting things, please.
The picks.
The picks, they are coming. I mean, this is a fucked up week to make picks about football.
You got Giants, Patriots.
Don't take, fuck look, this up. People's look, hard-earned fucking, money are fucking at stake.
All I'm doing is win money. Take the Carolina Panthers minus 5.5 against Tennessee.
Nice.
That's one. That's a freebie. Next, Vikings at Raiders. Vikings are plus 3. Give me them fucking Vikings.
Yeah, take
dude.
That action.
I've been
like that.
Money on the Vikings for the last 2 weeks in a row. Take the Vikings. People keep whatever Vegas is seeing.
Yeah,
I'm not. So I'm taking take those Vikings plus 3 against the Raiders. And then finally, take the Giants plus 7.5 against the Patriots. That's
wow,
right.
7.5. That's a crazy line right there.
Take the fucking Giants plus 7.5.
They do know they got JPP back, right? They got Dr. Claw back. It's good money, son.
Take the goddamn Vikings plus 3. And then what was the first? Oh, take the Panthers minus 5.5 against Tennessee. And you're going to be making money all week and fucking long. Get your dick sucked. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Brown Shawnee.
Yep.
That's Chris from Brooklyn.
I don't know what to tell. Don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Say goodbye.